Good morning. This is Tuesday morning. I thought I would do a longer update today. Yesterday, when I sent out the one-minute message, I included in the show notes, not in the audio itself, but in the notes, I said, I'm sending this out to 4,200 people, and I never hear anything back that you've opened it, that you've downloaded it, that you liked it, that it meant anything, that you hated it, that you hate me, nothing. And the reason this is important is because there's a very singular experience of sitting on this side of the microphone and speaking and not knowing actually if it's being consumed or if it's run its course, like people are bored with it, or you like the longer podcasts because they get into more meaty things, and so the one-minute messages you find small. I don't know. The other thing that's complicated is that I'm distributing these audios primarily by Gumroad, which is an imperfect software delivery package, but it is the only thing out there that does what I need it to do. And so until I build my own $30,000 distribution channel, this is what I have to work with. And so, but Gumroad is not perfect. So it would be easier if you got an email and you could click the link and listen to the audio right away, which is what I'm doing today with this in my daily message, unless you're listening on iTunes, which is a whole other thing, which I'll talk about in a second. Normally what happens is I upload this to Gumroad. You get a notification from Gumroad saying that there's a new message. Lots of people only read the text that goes with the one-minute message, and they don't listen to the message because Gumroad is too slow to get into. That said, there are people, maybe it's you, who goes to your Gumroad app on your phone, presses play, and lets it play through 16 at a time. So because there's no perfect solution, because I'm an imperfect person working with imperfect software, and there is no perfect solution for 4,200 people, I have settled on putting it in Gumroad for reasons. One of the reasons is because it gives me your email address, and then I can send you other things, and I can send you bonuses, and I can send you the transcript of the audios when I prepare them. Because if I put it on iTunes, which I have, iTunes has two limitations. One, I don't get the email address of the person who signed up, which means I can't then clarify. You can't easily hit reply. There's no interaction. And iTunes also limits me to only having 50 of the most recent episodes available. And as you know, I've recorded 200. Plus, what am I on today? 259? The third way to distribute them is to put a link in an email, and you just click the link and it plays. The problem with that is if you want to go back and find one, you can't. And if you want to listen to 10 at a time, there's only one. So please know that I consider all these options and there's no good solution. But starting today, I'm going to jiggle it a little bit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a message like this with a link in an email that you can click right away and hear it. I'm also going to put it in your Gumroad library, so you can go in there and get it, but I'm not sending the notification from Gumroad that says it's there. You'll just go into your Gumroad library periodically, see the new things, or if you've heard something in it that you've clicked the link in an email and you want to go find it, you can go find it. If you are using iTunes, or what is now being called the Apple Podcast app, which is the purple button on your iPhone, then it automatically populates the newest audio. You can listen there. You can listen to a series. Again, you can only get 50, and you can't send feedback easily at all. And the thing about doing product information distribution media, sending things out, is I do a lot of things. As you know, probably 80% of what I do is free, including the daily one-minute messages. And I'm happy to do them if they're useful. If they're not useful, then really, I will do something else that you might find more useful. And people's needs change, and I think the one-minute messages are particularly helpful when you're at the beginning of your journey, and maybe they're boring later, or maybe you only listen to them when you need them, or maybe you like having a toolbox of things that you can pull up when you need it, and you like knowing it's there. If I just send a link in an email daily, in the daily email messages, you can't then easily find what you're looking for. So I think there needs to be some combination of a receptacle place where they are and link to hear today's. And for people who hate all of this and just use the iTunes app or the Apple Podcast app, that's fine also. So what I'm going to do is in this message, I'm going to include all of those links so you can, see all of those options. But I appreciate that the whole point of having a 1 minute message is that it's short. And if you have to go sign into Gumroad, scroll down to the bottom of 300 messages, because Gumroad will not let me present them in reverse chronological order the way that iTunes will. And like I said, Gumroad is not perfect, but then, you know, neither am I. So there you go. That's a long way of saying that I will continue to do them, but I will ask you to do me a favor, which is once in a while, hit reply and say, I like that because. Or once in a while, hit reply and say, that one speaks to me because. And if you're on Apple Podcast, you click on the episode and you look in the show notes and you find my email and you click on that and you send me an email that says, I'm listening on iTunes and I want you to still keep putting them on iTunes because I'm here. Because if there isn't a sort of two-way communication, then I'm guessing at what's useful. If I don't get, and I don't mean feedback from you that says I'm fabulous. I mean, if I don't get feedback from you at all, then I can't tell what's working and what I could do more of. And I can't tell if something has run its course or if I'm talking to air. Like, it's weird to have 4,200 people signed up to get the daily Gumroad update and then get zero replies. And that happens all the time. And I'm not saying that you, there's no response. I'm not giving you shit. In fact, I'm doing the opposite. I'm saying that from my side, it's fine if you consume them. Obviously, that's what I want, but I don't get any. This is the other problem with Gumroad. I get no statistics of open rate. Whereas on iTunes, I do. I get a number of downloads. On Gumroad, I get no statistics at all. And when I said yesterday to people, do you like the 1 minute messages? A lot of people say, yes, I read them. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're audio. Do you listen to them? I get a lot of, yes, I read them. And I think, oh, maybe you're only reading the little blurb that goes with it and not listening to it. And now that I've whined for like 7 minutes, I will tell you a little bit about my morning this morning. I want to give you a picture of a sober morning. This is a regular, typical day. I sleep till 7:30, which is actually late for me. My husband goes off. He's working off-site this week. He leaves. I work on the fiction project. I am working on a sober fiction project, my first, and I am trying to create something out of nothing, which I'm sure you can relate to when you try to create a new sober life where you haven't had one before. And I did that, and then I had instant coffee because I was too lazy to make the pot of coffee, and then I went for a walk and I bought a croissant because I live in France. I will tell you what I bought. I bought a croissant. I bought a baguette with ham and cheese, which is called mixed, M-I-X-T-E, if you have been following my other audios about French food. There was a little sort of like a takeout deli place. It's not really a deli, but a takeout place where they have a bunch of food prepared and you can say, I'll have one of these and two of those. So I took some dos cabio. Cabio is cod, I'm trying to think of it. I'm saying the words in French in my head. A pavé, like a chunk of cod, not a filet. Like, I don't know what it's called. Like a brick. Pavé means brick. A brick of, a brick of cod with some kind of vegetable-y thing. And they had a vegetarian spinach lasagna. I took a piece of that. I took some roast potatoes. I took some green beans. I took a tiramisu. With one singular. And the place where I bought the croissant, I bought two, one for me and one for my husband. And I bought the ham and cheese sandwich and I bought a tiny coffee, which I then drank. I will put a photograph of this food display with this email. Now see, if you're on iTunes, you don't see the photo. If you're on iTunes, you're missing out. If you are on iTunes, you go to the show notes of this episode right now and you click the link that says sign up for the daily email messages so that you'll get stuff like this. Photographs and stuff. And now I'm back and it's 11:30 local time and I'm about to have my real breakfast and I've had a little walk and I'm going to start answering emails in my inbox and then I'm going to prepare the audio that I recorded yesterday for the senior Worth class. I'm going to send that out to people today. Then I'm going to make some cookies. And then I'm going to send out a podcast to podcast members this afternoon. And I think I'm going to actually cook dinner, which is a downfall for a caterer, is that you don't actually cook for yourself. You cook only for clients. So today I'm going to actually cook dinner for my husband, like, that has more than one ingredient. Because last night we had something microwaved. That's it. That's a regular daily sober life. There isn't any regret. There's no particular shame. There's no dread. There's no anxiety about when is it 9:00. There's no wishing that 4:00 would become 5:00, would become 6:00 so that I can start to drink. It's just not on my radar. I'm filling my life with other things. The things that I fill my life with are completely different from what you would fill your life with, but these are my things. And for some reason, I feel the need to share them with you today. And there, I'll leave you there. That's a long, long story. I will experiment with the distribution of these audios in different ways, and we'll come up with something that's slightly better than what we have now. Until somebody wants to build me or assist me in building the $30,000 distribution app that I need. Until that happens, we will continue to do it this way, which is, you know, experimental. Like anybody's ever done this before. Like anybody has ever sent out daily 1-minute messages that I can go and see what they did so I can just copy them. Like as if anybody's doing this, as if anybody's emailing 4,000 people a day. As if, I know. Like really, if there was one other person doing this, I could just go rip off all their good ideas, but no. So I rely on you for feedback and good ideas. I rely on you to tell me when the software isn't working the way you want it to. I rely on you to tell me that you want to just click a link in here. I rely on you to tell me that you're actually listening and that they're not inconsequential, or that I shouldn't spend my time or voice somewhere else. I rely on you for all of that. And then I do what I can. Whatever makes the most sense. Okay, now I have to drink coffee. Wait, this is me drinking coffee. That's it. I made the real pot of coffee finally. Decaf, of course. And happy Tuesday. Long audio. Oh my God. Talk to you soon. Okay, goodbye.